So welcome to today's deep dive. Today we are pulling from this technical engineering guide on sheet metal corner forming machinery.
Yeah, it's a pretty specialized text.
It is, right. But our mission today is to kind of decode this surprisingly fascinating world of cold rolling metal corners.
Mm.
Like, we're exploring why absolute consistency beats speed and how a perfect corner actually impacts, you know, the everyday products sitting in your kitchen or office.
Exactly. Because if you look at, say, a metal electrical cabinet or a commercial fridge,
right,
you probably just assume the corners are cut to size and welded together.
Yeah, I mean, I always did. But this guide completely dismantles that assumption.
It really does. It's this hidden world of manufacturing. So instead of cutting away metal and welding it back together, these machines use a process called cold plastic deformation.
Okay.
Meaning they don't use heat to melt the metal. Instead, they use just immense pressure to force the standing flange of the metal around a die.
It's just in a single stroke, right?
Right. Yep. One single stroke. It physically rearranges the metal structure at room temperature.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it creates this continuous smooth curve, usually ranging from an R6 to an R30, which, you know, just refers to a corner radius of 6 to 30 millimeters.
And doing that without heat, I mean, that requires some serious force.
Oh, absolutely.
The guide mentions the machine uses a 4.5 kilowatt motor and a 50-liter hydraulic tank to drive that single stroke.
Right, and that massive 50-liter capacity is there for a very specific reason.
Heat dispersal.
Exactly. If the tank were smaller, the hydraulic oil would overheat during a full shift.
And
that would change its viscosity, which basically ruins the machine's precision.
Wow, okay. But let me try to visualize the actual, like, shaping of the metal. If we think about wrapping a present, you don't just cut the paper. You have to, like, pull it tight around the box.
Sure.
Cut it too short, it stays open. Cut it too long, it bunches up. Except here, instead of paper, we're taking a thick sheet of steel and literally stretching and compressing the material around a corner, die in one go.
That's a great way to picture it.
Wait, if it's just squishing the metal into shape in one go, doesn't the metal fight back? I mean, metal isn't wrapping paper.
It absolutely fights back. And what's fascinating here is how different materials behave under that kind of pressure. Let's take stainless steel.
Okay.
It has a property where it work hardens very quickly. So as you bend it, the actual crystal structure gets stiffer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So as soon as this forming roller lifts off, the stainless steel acts like a spring, and it literally wants to pop back open.
Huh. And what about the other metals they mentioned in the source? They bring up something called a black ST-37, which sounds a lot more stubborn.
It is. ST-37 is a type of hot-rolled structural seal.
Right.
Because it's formed at extreme temperatures at the steel mill, it cools with something called mill scale on it.
Mill scale.
Yeah, it's a flaky, hardened crust right on the surface of the metal.
Gotcha.
Because of that brittle outer layer, the guide notes that ST-37 needs to be at least 1.5 millimeters thick.
Okay, why 1.5?
Because if you try to cold roll a thinner sheet of it, that hard crust causes the metal to just crack or tear around the die rather than forming cleanly.
Okay, let's unpack this, because if you've got stainless steel acting like a spring and hot rolled steel cracking under pressure,
yeah,
the machinery must have to constantly adapt to those structural quirks. Like, how does one machine handle all of that?
Well, it comes down to the setup. The guide highlights two main machine models.
Okay.
You have the CFCM30EH, which relies on manual gap adjustments. You basically dial in the exact thickness and just leave it.
Right. So that's probably perfect if you're running massive stable batches with no changeover.
Exactly. But if you're switching between different metals constantly, you'd use the CFCM30ES. That model has automatic thickness adjustment and this feature called springback compensation.
Wait, so it actually calculates that pushback?
Yes. That elastic return we talked about.
Yeah.
It calculates it and overbends the metal just enough so that when it snaps back, it settles exactly at a 90-degree angle.
That is wild.
And then both machines move to the final step, which trims away the excess metal, the shear allowance, to leave a seamless edge.
Okay, so about that trimming step. If a corner comes out with a burr, you know, a rough, jagged edge that needs grinding, does that mean the machine is just getting old, like the blade is dull?
It's a logical assumption, but no. The guide is very clear that a burr is not a normal sign of wear and tear. It actually functions as a diagnostic tool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If an operator sees a rough edge, it's a red flag. It tells them that either the gap between the die and the roller is set wrong for that specific sheet thickness, or the knife clearance has drifted out of alignment.
I see. So it's always a symptom of a human setup error, not a machine failure.
Exactly.
So if the setup is this microscopic and requires calculating spring back and perfect knife clearances, why go through all this trouble? I mean, why not just hire a skilled welder to torch the corners shut and be done with it?
Because the ultimate value of cold forming isn't speed. It's absolute robotic consistency. A human welder's work varies. The heat changes, the weld bead fluctuates, and, you know, a human gets tired at 4.0 p.m.
Yeah, that 4.0 p.m. fatigue factor.
Exactly. A precisely calibrated machine does not get tired. And that perfect consistency is vital because a flawless, continuous metal curve is the only way a rubber gasket can seat perfectly.
Oh, like on an outdoor electrical enclosure?
Right. Your entire IP rating, which is its certified ability to keep out rain and dust, rests entirely on that gasket, making an unbroken seal against the metal.
So what does this all mean for quality control? If a corner does come out wavy, where does the blame actually fall?
In almost every case, it falls upstream. The errors usually happen during the initial laser cut, when the flat metal blank is made, or during the pre-bend on the press break.
Oh, so the corner former doesn't actually bend the panel walls?
Nope. It only closes the corner of walls that have already been folded up.
It's exactly like baking. If you mess up the batter upstream, the oven can't save your cake. Yeah. The oven just bakes whatever flawed batter you put inside it.
That is a perfect way to look at it.
Yeah.
The machine can only flawlessly close a corner that has already been perfectly prepared.
Right, which, you know, leaves me with this thought.
Yeah.
If cold forming relies on such microscopic, machine-driven consistency, just to guarantee a rubber gasket forms a simple seal, how many other ordinary waterproof objects in our homes are secretly triumphs of hyper-precise, invisible manufacturing?
It's a great question.
I mean, next time you see a commercial fridge or utility box, you'll know exactly how much engineering it took just to make the corners meet.